Titan is, I mean, you heard David talk about that picture that's the one at the top where you're looking out toward the horizon.
Yeah, that's a strange picture. And they're all strange.
What look like rocks, but they can't be rocks.
Yeah.
Because Titan has an incredibly low density. It's like 1.33. It's just slightly denser than water. Its surface gravity is 1/10 of the Earth's. It's less than the moon's surface gravity, for God's sake, which is 1/6. Yet it has an atmosphere, he was right, which is 1.5 to 1.6 times greater than the entire atmosphere of the Earth. Now, back in the early part of the 20th century, there was a very famous astronomer named James Jeans who published an equation relating how long planets can keep their atmosphere in the solar system, which related to their surface temperature and to their surface gravity. And this is kind of like a logical thing. If you have a planet with a high gravity and a low temperature, it will hang on to all its air, right? Because the air can't escape, you know, reach escape velocity and leave the top of the atmosphere.
Right.
Whereas if you have a planet, and I'm using that term very broadly here, including moons, if you have a celestial body with a low gravity and a relatively high surface temperature, the atmosphere will leave relatively quickly. So you look around the solar system and you see places like Mercury, which has no atmosphere, you know, high gravity, high temperature, no atmosphere. You see a planet like Venus, which is basically a twin of the Earth's, you know, it has an atmosphere, very dense atmosphere. Then you look at Earth, it has the atmosphere we think of as normal. Right next door we have a body called the Moon, which has 1/6 surface gravity, it has no air. Same distance from the Sun, same temperature, you know. So you look at Titan, here's a planet, you know, bigger than any other body in the solar system, moon-wise, except Ganymede. It's almost half the size of the Earth, George. It has a surface gravity 1/10 of the Earth, and it's got an atmosphere almost 2 times thicker.
How does that happen?
How does it happen? And get this, the atmosphere is not what you'd expect. It's nitrogen. Nitrogen is not a primary gas. In other words, when solar systems form, the way they do the chemistry, nitrogen is the end product of the dissociation of much more complex molecules, like ammonia, which is NH3.
Mm-hmm.
So where did all this nitrogen come from? Why is it forming the fluffiest atmosphere of any body except for the gas giant planets in the solar system? Why is it cold enough to rain these incredible organic compounds? Why do we see evidence of erosion and canyons and vigorous surface activity, you know, that hydrological cycle? But when you look at Titan now, there is nary a cloud in the sky.
Yet
he thought it was raining there now?
Yeah, he said it's still happening.
It can't be, because that's one of the key mysteries from the Cassini mission. The only clouds that have shown up, there's a little patch of clouds at exactly the point of the South Pole, all right? Thousands of miles from where this thing landed. We know there are no clouds on Titan. There's a haze. There's all kinds of hazes.
Can the haze do this?
No. That's what's so, in order for a haze to do it, it has to become a cloud. By definition, a cloud is a haze that has an optical depth exceeding one, so you basically can't see through it. So where is this activity coming from, or where did it come from? In other words, what I'm getting at is this. There's this paper today out of the Brits, okay, which I think, by the way, is not an accident. The timing of somebody saying that interstellar visitors could visit us.
Yes, it's a dramatic story.
And this landing today, remember your first rule, George, there are no coincidences.
That's right.
Politically, I think these two stories are linked. Not directly, but at some level, somebody said, okay, let's put this out now. Here's why. I'm going to take a very bold step tonight as a prelude for something you and I are working on for maybe next week,
okay,
which is the big, big story, bigger than Titan, that you know that I'm working on that I don't want to talk about yet.
I know.
Having to do with Cassini and Saturn and an astonishing discovery that has been essentially ignored by everybody. And maybe it's because I'm in a unique position.
Maybe because you're the new NASA administrator, were able to do this.
And next week I'll talk about, if I was the new NASA administrator, what I would be doing about this and how I'm going to invite every person in the Coast audience to help me do something, even if I'm not the NASA administrator. You know, this is going to be one of those, your mission should you choose to accept it, folks.
Well, they must be thinking about you because they haven't named anyone yet.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
It's like they're watching this campaign go on and on and on that you have been promoting. And, you know, there's a lot of people that actually think it wouldn't be a bad idea.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. I think, and I don't want to digress from Titan for a moment, but I think a NASA administrator, his main function is promotion and developing and marketing and excitement of space. And I don't think anyone could do a better job than you to do that.
Well, thank you, George. You know, you need to have a kind of synoptic vision of where you come from and where you want to go. And that means you have to be able to relate all these sciences and engineering developments, state of the arts that exist, to what we should be doing so that we garner the benefits for all mankind that space exploration is supposed to do. Well, anyway, back to Titan. I'm beginning to think, and I will put data on the table next week when we publish our new piece on Enterprise, and you and I talk about it, I am beginning to think that Titan was terraformed.
Oh, come on. That's a big story.
Yes. Look at the chemistry.
Millions of years ago?
Well, and something then bizarre happened only millions of years ago, which is like yesterday in the solar system. And what we're looking at now is the wreck of Titan.
Well, and first of all, do you agree with David that Titan is as old as the planet Earth?
Oh, yeah. As a place.
As a place.
But I don't think its environment is as old. Because, and here's another thing that came out this week. There was a paper published by somebody whose name I forget. When they did the last Titan flyby with Cassini, you know, they dipped through the upper atmosphere.
Yeah.
720 miles up. Titan has such little gravity that what atmosphere it has goes up and up and up like 5-6 times higher than the Earth's atmosphere, which is all scrunched down because we have higher gravity, so it's compressed. On Titan, because you got 1/10 surface gravity of the Earth, that atmosphere, which is 2 bars practically, extends up hundreds and hundreds of miles. It's light and fluffy. It's called a scale height. The scale height on Titan is much higher than the scale height for a similar atmosphere on the Earth. So we were able to fly through that atmosphere with Cassini a few weeks ago, and they actually got samples. They actually were able to nab some molecules and actually analyze what it's really made of. And we now know the isotope combinations of the nitrogen of the atmosphere. And you know there's two basic isotopes of nitrogen, nitrogen-14 and nitrogen-15. Well, the ratio of those two tells you how much of the planet's primordial atmosphere has leaked away. And what the ratio is telling the scientists on this last flyby, and it will probably be confirmed by the ESA press conference in a few hours, the ratio on Titan is the weirdest of any body in the solar system. It looks like Titan has lost most of its atmosphere of nitrogen, and there's still more of it left than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's weird, 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 weird.